weekend with a high in the upper 90s. The heat index, I think, will be near or above the 105 danger level. There will be some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around, but not many. Low tonight down to about 73. Then tomorrow and Thursday, still hot. Mid to upper 90s for highs. Rain chances generally under 20%, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros, trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back in. It's 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. I hear the gun. Turn you up so you can hear. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 till noon. I got a special guest in the studio today. My man Trey from Chase Interiors. You've heard me talk about him for months now. And I've wanted to meet him because I've wanted to ask one simple question this entire time, but I'm going to bring him in first, and then I'm going to ask my very simple question. Trey, how are you doing, my friend?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Chase Interiors is a great business, and I've been happy to promote the business, but I've had one question. I want to know, because it's such a simple concept, and so many people get so diverse in all the different things they offer that they don't do a very good job at it by the time it comes down to it. They're like, oh, I'll do anything you need, and then they don't do a very good job.
Right.
You set out to do something different. What do you do?
We specialize in ceiling and wall restoration.
That's it.
People call it drywall, sheetrock, but...
Is it the same thing?
The same thing.
Drywall and sheetrock are the same thing?
Yes.
My whole life I thought they were two different products. Why do they call them two different things?
One's the thing and one's a brand name, so sort of like acetaminophen and Tylenol.
What? Which one's the brand name?
Sheetrock. It's USG brand name.
Are you serious?
Yep. But people use it all the time. It's fine.
Like Kleenex?
Yes.
They really do it to confuse you because they're like, yeah, we're going to use sheetrock.
Yeah. I had no idea that
we heard you do drywall, but you do sheetrock.
Yes, but it costs more.
Right.
It just blew my mind.
We'll give you a deal.
My whole life I thought they were different. What are the advantages to having it? I mean, obviously you can take down the wood paneling and put up the sheetrock or the drywall or whatever. I've learned something new.
Yes.
I don't even know how to recover from this. Massive knowledge.
And we love doing small stuff. So people, sometimes you just step through a ceiling. And we can take care of that. Yeah, people work in the attic.
What if you got a hot-headed 14-year-old who throws his hand through a wall?
That's it. We got you.
What if I was the hot-headed?
Or 41-year-old.
I don't know if the hole's still there. Ma? I don't know if they ever fixed it or not. But do you travel? No. Yes. So what are the advantages to drywall over some of the other walls that are up?
It's a good solution. So sometimes we have people, say, out of Old Cloverdale that have plaster. So we'll do a drywall solution over the plaster. So ceilings cracking or maybe even falling in. So we can save some money on the dust and demo by just simply layering over a ceiling. It looks exactly like it. A lot less seams and everything. It's just
the plaster
a brand new ceiling.
Cracks a bunch.
It does.
Especially on a house that shifts on bad soil and
exactly
all that.
Exactly right, yep.
What about water damage? You get ACs, the AC drain lines that leak. You've got toilets that overflow. Yep. I know one of my kids plugged up the sink upstairs and turned the water on.
Yes.
And my wife called me in a panic one day. And said, oh, there's water coming through the ceiling downstairs.
Yes.
And I went and looked, and there's like 3 drops.
It does. It happens. The shower curtain sometimes just gets a little off. The tile, it can, if it did the grout, kind of, it just slips through. And so we can take care of all that.
Water finds its way downhill.
Yes.
And it'll find every crack and every
roof leaks. Water heaters are in the attic. Everything's in the attic. AC leaks. It just happens. We do it all the time.
And you're easy to get in touch with, 799-1502.
Yes, sir.
799-1502. When you jump on the website, chaseinteriors.com, you got some examples on there.
Yes, I got some before and after pictures. Facebook, got some before and afters.
I didn't know you. I should have been mentioning Facebook.
Chase Interiors on Facebook, yep.
Yeah. But what are the things people need to know? I mean,
just that's what we do, and the why and some of the benefits of what we do is, of course, the work is going to be done with excellence, but the experience is what we are trying to sell. So when we make an appointment, we're on time, if not early, and we cover up your stuff. We value your stuff. I spend a lot of money on plastic. We just want the whole experience to be good.
You get in and out, and it's like you were never there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of places in town sell chicken sandwiches. They're different experiences. And
there's only
like
one Chick-fil-A, friend.
Right.
There's only one place that actually has the chicken sandwich. A lot of places sell
But your experience, you've been doing this for a while?
Yes, 20 years.
And again, I'm just mystified by this. And when the salesperson first talked to me about it, and I looked into it, I thought, no, they really only do walls and ceilings.
Yes.
Yeah, because
and
so
the
many
textures, everything, it's very, it just can
can
be.
I ask you a question? Why do they have the popcorn stuff on ceilings?
It back in the day, it was simply a step skipper, a little cheaper. So you could do several coats and then stop right there, put a texture up there, and not have to paint it.
Is that what it was?
Yes. So it actually kind of covers up some blemishes and things like that.
Like
so
when the seams don't line up.
Yes.
Right,
so even wood's just a little different these days. And so the slick ceiling is the hardest one to do. We do that one. The stomp texture, it's in a lot of houses.
The little stamps.
Looks
mud
like a sunflower,
stamps.
Right.
Yeah.
We do
looks
that.
Like a what?
Like a sunflower.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. Sometimes they look like an alien or sometimes they look like a dinosaur.
Right.
You know,
we call those science experiments.
Yeah.
But the popcorn and stomp is the main ones. And then we also do knockdown and stuff. We did the entire Bass Pro Shops up in Prattville, did all the textures.
Okay.
So
how do you get rid of the stuff on the ceiling?
That's the hardest thing we do.
Yeah.
So we've got a sander that hooks up to a vacuum so we can get it off that way. You still have to go back and do coats over it, sand that, and then it still needs painting, or we can just layer over it with brand new drywall.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest thing, right? I mean,
it's,
you lose an inch?
Yes.
About an inch?
A half an inch.
Half an inch?
Yep.
Yeah, so you can't even tell that.
Right.
Dave might. He's 6'8".
Yeah,
he's kind of close to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Most people aren't that tall.
Right.
When you show up at a job, and do the folks have to stay and all that kind of stuff?
Nope.
You just sort of make yourself at home?
And that's what sometimes the estimate process, we get a chance to meet. You can see we're on time and things like that. Mm-hmm. Everybody works these days, so a lot of times they're perfectly comfortable leaving us at the house. I'm always on the job.
Okay, good.
And again, everybody works, and we're just perfectly comfortable if you are. And
well, good. 799-1502 is the easiest way to get in touch with you.
Yes, it is.
799-1502. ChaseInteriors.com. If you want some more information, want some before and after pictures, check them out on Facebook. Anything else people need to know about drywall or... ceilings or walls or anything like that?
Yeah, it's just looking out for the water.
I am blown away by the sheetrock.
I know, right?
I mean, just absolutely blown away. It's not every day that somebody just leaves me totally speechless. It took me a second to recover. I was gasping for air there. I had no idea sheetrock and anyway, I'm an idiot apparently. Happens.
Wow.
You brought your lovely daughter with you?
Yep, this is Ava. And she's the youngest of my 6 children.
I know, he came in, he says, not often somebody has this beat. You got 7 kids, I have 6.
It's not right. A competition.
No, it's not a competition. Not a competition. I told him, I said, 7's a good number.
Yeah. That's right.
7's a good number.
She's homeschooled, she's a gymnast, and so we just look at the opportunities just to get out and about.
Did you homeschool a bunch of them?
Several of them.
Yeah.
One of them we sent back to school. Couldn't do it.
Just too much?
Too much.
Yeah, we actually changed homeschool programs yesterday for one.
We change almost every year.
Yeah. The three oldest were in the same program. I'm not going to name the program, but the three oldest were in the same program. And the third one just, it wasn't working.
Right.
And so we pulled her out of that program, put her back in the program she was in before.
Yeah,
which was working.
Yeah, and they've got a few tests that they kind of direct you toward the way. If you learn with more like objects kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, interesting, man. I hope people give you a call, 799-1502, 799-1502. Again, you can check them out on Facebook. You can find them at chaseinteriors.com, chaseinteriors.com. Where'd the word Chase come from? That's not your last name, is it?
It's not. All my names would be too hard to spell, so
okay.
Chase is very easy. Chaseinteriors.com is very easy.
Would you just pick the word Chase out of
it? It's totally marketing. I love the way it reads, mm-hmm. All capitalized. It's the beginning of the alphabet. So back in the day when there were phone books, you know.
How about that? I had no idea. I always wondered where it came
from. People call me Chase. I'm like, that's fine. If you sign the check, we're good.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, my real name is Ben Franklin. All right, guys. 14 minutes after 10 o'clock. Give Trey over at Chase Interiors a call. 799-1502. 799-1502. And he's going to get you taken care of for all your drywall and ceiling. I used to say drywall and sheetrock, but I didn't know the same thing. Drywall, ceiling, the whole nine yards. He'll take care of you. I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. We'll be back.
There is freedom without trying to catch the deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixings. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Mr. Sandman. It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. Guys, welcome back at 18 minutes after 10 o'clock. My irrational fascination with Fleetwood Mac continues. I have to find the Christine McVie song so people know I play them. People think I only play the Stevie Nicks songs. I have to go looking for the Christine McVie songs. And I'll play them every now and then. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get into the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. As Red Top mentioned, 48 states have launched an antitrust investigation into Google. I'm dubious.
What are they trying to do?
I don't really know. It's hard to tell from this article. I'm not reading the pleadings, obviously. So the investigations initially will focus on whether Google is overly dominant in the online advertising market and in internet searches. One outcome antitrust regulators might explore is forcing Google to spin off as a separate company instead of being Google, YouTube, and phones.
Right,
and,
I thought they already did that. It's Alphabet.
Yeah, but they're saying pull Google back out from under Alphabet and just be your search engine. You know? I don't know. I don't really. It's too late.
Right? Yeah, the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
They already have all your data.
But it's not that. It's not Google's not the problem. It's the people who put Google in power is the problem, and you're not changing them by going after Google.
Right.
You know, go read the article, How the CIA Invented Google.
Still in my bag.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's
well-documented, it's well-researched, it's bulletproof as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And once you realize that the CIA is the one controlling Facebook and Google and Amazon and all this stuff, and then you realize why the products they offer do what they do. Then it makes sense. Something we've all been pining away for, America's first gay credit union gets a green light.
Well?
Do lesbian, gay, bisexual, and trannies need a bank of their own? Superbia Credit Union is about to find out. I heard it's fabulous. That was my joke. I had that lined up the whole morning.
Fabulous.
Michigan on Monday.
It's such a great bank, Baron!
Michigan on Monday approved a charter for the new financial institution designed for LGBT customers, clearing the way for online service to begin in early 2020. I want a credit union for straight people. I want a credit union, straights only.
There's so many places that this could go.
Yeah. No gay money here.
Right.
If you got your money at a gay nightclub, one of these shows where you have to dress up like a woman and wear a boa, what are they called? Drag show? If you got your money at a drag show, you cannot bring your money and deposit it at my credit union. Straight money only.
Straight cash, homie.
Well, that will be our...
Straight cash, homie. Right.
We'll just emphasize straight instead of cash.
Straight cash.
This is straight cash, homie.
Yeah.
Superbia Credit Union will offer products which are often outside the scope of a more traditional lender.
such as loans for trannies in the process of transitioning. Oh, that'll pay off well. These guys have a suicide rate that's approaching like 40%. How are you going to get your money back when they off themselves?
Short-term loan.
It's like a payday loan?
Yeah, short-term loans.
You know, we'll loan you money, but only for like 6 months because your suicide rate just went up exponentially when you started taking these hormones.
You know when like you go to the bank and they've got like, I don't know, candy or something, you know, suckers. You know, I bet the party favors at this credit union. Yeah.
I mean,
just take a handful of poppers, huh?
My question. We got inhale enamel nitrates over here. Just we got saying. Your meth over here.
Just saying.
You know, depending on how bad your credit is, you could either get the hormones and the surgery, or like they'll roll you a roll of duct tape and a pair of scissors.
Right, right, right. Exactly.
I just don't understand why you have to have your own bank. What? I mean, we
credit union.
A credit union, but we represent a credit union. We advertise for credit union. Yeah. Do they not offer loans to people based on creditworthiness, regardless of their sexual predilection? I would think they would.
I mean, you can't discriminate on that anymore, right?
Yeah, you still can, but I don't think anyone does.
Right.
I mean, you could say, no, you're a trainee. I don't want to do business with you.
Mm.
But nobody does. ASU Credit Union's not going to do that. It's a great institution. It's a fantastic institution. They loan to anybody. As long as your credit works.
Right.
Speaking of. I don't have an ASC credit union spot today. I was going to tell you something. I'll do it tomorrow.
No, yeah.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Tom Baudet. How are you, sir?
Ah, Tom Baudet. We talked about you in the 9 o'clock hour.
Were your ears burning?
No, I was packing and moving. So I didn't get to turn you on until right around 10 o'clock. So if you had good things to say, I wouldn't mind hearing them.
Well, we were just talking about, I don't know if they were good or bad. We were talking about that you're a good caller, but that your voice sounds a lot like Tom Baudet, because we were talking about how unique voices are, and really that there might only be one other person on earth that kind of sounds like you, and you found your voicel ganger.
Well, Jack found it for me.
Or doppelvoicer, I guess it would be. Jack figured it out.
Yeah, he's a good man.
What was your name you called under before Tom?
Just plain old Tom.
Oh, you were just Tom. Okay.
Yeah, Tom B. Or, you know, I can't say some of the names because it's a cuss word.
Right.
Well, yeah.
But about this credit union thing, I've been a member of the credit union since, I don't know, forever. I don't
Navy
even use
Federal Credit Union, Tom?
Navy Federal and Max Credit Union.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me there, friend. Listen. I'm not cheesing on your credit unions. I'm not that kind of advertiser. I don't run down other people. But I would ask you to go consider ASC as a big fan of the show because they do have cash back on checking and purchases. Your checking account balance.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at them.
Yeah, you should.
We're going to be looking at them when we move up to Prattville.
Oh, that'd be perfect. That'd be perfect. Anyway, what was the point of your call? I wasn't talking about credit union.
Okay. Well, the point of the call was. You were talking about the transgender stuff.
Yes.
You know, the certain credit unions and banks and all, they tried to be real selective about who their members were for a number of years. And it didn't help them much. But I think they need to have one for hookers. You know? If they're going to have one for transgenders, they need to have one for hookers. I mean, if you want to go see somebody and get, you know, your jollies, you give them a credit card, bang, it's in the bank account. Uncle Sam knows about it, and we're all finished and done with it.
Mm-hmm. The hooker credit union. What would we call the hooker credit union?
Enjoy yourself.
That's the tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll look into that.
Okay.
I still want one called Straight Cash, homie.
I mean, right? Name's right there.
No offense to gay people. I love gay people. I have no problem at all with gay people. But if they can have their own bank, I want my own bank. Superbia form a board, begin high. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. I just don't know. Well, to begin with, isn't like the whole total of the population is gay, lesbian, or transgender like 3%?
Allegedly.
Or 2? Why would you open a business that excludes 98% of the population? Just don't understand. But whatever. They want a bank, give them a bank. Who's this?
Hey, it's Cranky.
You're on the air, Cranky.
On the air, you can call it Ho Do, and the slogan can be, it's been a business doing pleasure with you.
Ho Do. I like that.
For years before Guardian took it over.
For some reason, a bunch of Koreans are going to show up there.
Hold on.
Well, you never know with Ho Do. You never know. But it's got all kinds of possibilities. But for years, the credit union in Montgomery was Camilla, city of Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Guardian absorbed them several years ago. But
I remember Camilla.
Ho Do. There are a lot of different possibilities with that, a lot of slogans.
I like that. We'll work on it. We'll work on it.
All right. Have a good day.
Credit union for hookers. I guess they got to have somewhere to... I guess their slogan would be, bitch, better have my money. I mean,
Right.
If we're getting technical.
Well, if we're getting technical.
That'd be on the corporation paperwork. I don't know. What else do I have in here? Just a routine story, barely making news. Van parked with 1,000 gallons of gasoline found right next to where Trump's going to be soon. What do you expect? You tell everybody in the world that the guy's Hitler, and you tell everybody Hitler should have been killed early. Baltimore City Police and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. When did they add explosives to that? When did ATF forever?
ATFE?
When did that come in? Where did ATFE come from? Explosives. Now investigating a van loaded with 1,000 gallons of gasoline.
Who among us, Baron?
I'm trying to figure out how you stockpile that much gasoline.
Who among us?
I mean, I get frustrated when the guy in front of me drives a big van and has to put 28 gallons in it.
Right. You're like, Seth, get out of the way.
Come on, buddy. Man. I got places to be. You're dogging the pump.
Is that van filled with fertilizer or what?
Guy in there pumping 1,000 gallons into tanks in the back of his van. And did the Pakistani guy, the jet pep, did he not go, hey, man, what are you doing? Well, you spend 1,000 gallons. I don't know. I saw this and I thought, this is what the liberals want. This is what the liberals want. If I'm Trump, I wouldn't go to Baltimore.
Right.
I wouldn't go. I'd say you had a shot, you'd failed. I'm not going. 1,000 gallons of gasoline. My guess is that's explosive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, does it explode or does it burn? That's different.
I don't know
if anybody knows. I guess you could put something in it that causes it to explode.
Yes.
Like some sort of,
like diorite?
Tannerite or something.
Tannerite, there you go.
And you shoot it from a mile away or something. You ever shot tannerite?
No, we've talked about it many times on this show.
It's pretty rad.
I know. It sounds fun.
We can go get some. You want to go shoot like this week?
If only if we knew somebody who had a lot of land with nothing going on south of the county.
Oh, like a co-host or something?
Yeah. Co-host, but
you know,
guy who shows up every once in a while.
Well, we'll be happy to. I don't have guns. If you're listening, liberals, I sold all my guns at gun shows for cash using the gun show loophole. And I got virtually nothing out of it, so I don't have any guns left. All the guns I've ever purchased are gone. But maybe someone could let us borrow a weapon.
Maybe.
Maybe someone could let us borrow a weapon.
Maybe if we had any listeners who were into that.
The Goodson Group. Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. 551-0225. 551-0225, Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. When you think real estate in Montgomery, please think Bo Goodson. Please. This guy, I was driving through a neighborhood the other day and saw a Bo Goodson sign. Guy's everywhere. Everywhere. And as soon as I drove by, I thought, that has to be a listener. That guy has to be. Not because he had a Bo Goodson sign, because he's part of everybody. He's a person, isn't he? But Bo Goodson's fantastic. I mean, absolutely wonderful. Does everything there is to do in real estate. He's been in the business in this city for over 40 years, been teaching the real estate class for almost 40 years. It's because the guy knows what the heck he's doing. So if you want to learn how to, operate in the real estate world, real estate business, call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. If you want to, maybe just buy a house or sell a house, Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. Actually, a guy at the Goodson Group over there, Eddie Bader, Last two listings, one sold in 24 hours, one in 72. Is your house lingering on the market? 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com. We'll be back.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is Zach with Bright County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are losing ground. Investors are skeptical about how much interest rates will be cut globally in coming days. The Federal Reserve is expected to lower rates by a quarter of a percentage point next week. The Labor Department says there were 7.2 million unfilled jobs in July. The number is considered high, though it is weaker than the 7.3 million expected, and the number of unfilled jobs is below the 7.35 million in June. Ford shares are down nearly 4% after Moody's Investor Service lowered Ford's credit rating to junk status. McDonald's is buying Apprente, a company that it hopes will speed up its drive-through ordering. Apprente specializes in technology that's designed to allow for faster, simpler, and more accurate order taking. It could also be incorporated into McDonald's kiosks and mobile ordering. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head, just over $30,000. That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. Optima Tax Relief. They're the best in the business.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our late summer extreme heat continues. Today, very hot again with a high in the upper 90s. The heat index, I think, will be near or above the 105 danger level. There will be some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around, but not many. Low tonight down to about 73. Then tomorrow and Thursday, still hot. Mid to upper 90s for highs, rain chances generally under 20%, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm wrong when I thought it was right.
two stories that don't seem to be related, but I'm going to put them together. One of my favorite things to do on this program.
When you synthesize the news?
I synthesize the news. I'm glad you remember that phrase.
Well.
I synthesize the news. I got two stories that appear to have nothing in common, but they're absolutely related. And one of them is an utter tragedy, and one of them is... I don't know if it's a tragedy or not. Something's a tragedy. A lot of your concrete work out there is tragic. Penny Iron Concrete Technologies aims to fix it. Penny Iron Concrete Technology aims to fix it. They don't want you to have a tragic concrete situation. Look, I mean, just if nothing else for safety. You know, if you got bad sidewalks in your yard, someone could trip and fall, and it's your fault. It's your fault. So you could get that fixed. Easy peasy, fresh and breezy, lemon squeezy. Maybe you need a walkway up to your driveway or up to your house. Maybe you need your driveway expanded so you can put that car that's always sitting on the grass on some concrete and not look like a piece of trash. Maybe you need that backyard outdoor vacation destination. Whatever it is, Tom Latham at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies can take care of it. He's done piers for houses. He's done foundations for houses and businesses, cleared lots and put the foundation on, bring in the clay and pack it down and all that. Tom Latham's a genius. He's a great guy. He understands what he's doing, and all he needs you to do is pick up the phone and call him, 284-9292, 284-9292, or check him out online, pennyearned.co, or find him on Facebook, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. All right, here are the two stories. Neil Gorsuch has a new book out. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here, yada, yada. Neil Gorsuch has a book out. Cool title, actually. It's called A Republic If You Can Keep It. Cool title. The title reflects, obviously, Benjamin Franklin's alleged statement when he comes out of the Constitutional Convention in 1787. So the story goes, probably allegorical and not true, but
apocryphal.
The story goes that a woman comes up and says, what kind of government do we have? And he says, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. Okay, whatever. What would allegorical be?
An allegory is like a story
like
that you
hidden?
Tell. It's like a story that you tell that illustrates like a larger truth.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Apocryphal, though, is it didn't actually happen.
Yeah, but an allegory may not actually have happened, too, either, right?
Yeah, but I guess they both work.
Tells
but,
a larger story. I thought I was using it right because allegorical it would be... He may or may not have said it, but the reality is, the big massive truth is republics are hard to keep together.
Right, but if you're... Yeah, but...
I may have used it wrong.
They could both be right, but I would...
Apocryphal probably used it better, yeah. But the book is titled A Republic If You Can Keep It. And in the book, Gorsuch says we're facing a... civility crisis. Well, it sounds like he's taking a backhanded shot at the God Emperor.
Mm-hmm.
But you would be wrong.
Wrong.
What he says is the proper role of the Supreme Court is that judges should interpret the Constitution according to its original meaning and therefore overturn Obamacare, slash abortion rights, bolster gun rights. This is how Bloomberg put it. Not sure exactly what he said. He described the run-up to his nomination and how he and his wife caught their flight to Washington after a neighbor drove them down a bumpy farm road in backwoods Colorado so they wouldn't be spotted by reporters who were stalking out the family home, the Gorsuch family home in Colorado.
Hmm.
He said the drive left a lasting impression on him. Here's how he wrote about it in his 323-page book, officially released today. So that drive threw me face first into the topsy-turvy world of modern-day Supreme Court confirmation battles. He makes a passing reference to the God Emperor, even though the president is sometimes blamed for worsening civility. But he does go on to say this about civility. He says, without civility, the bonds of friendship in our communities dissolve. Tolerance dissipates. The pressure to impose order and uniformity through public and private coercion mounts. And he goes on to lament the fact that the executive branch and the legislative branch have grown beyond their proper spheres. I would say, Justice Gorsuch, the Article III courts have grown beyond their proper spheres. Says the framers believe the rule of law depends on keeping all three governmental powers in their proper spheres. I agree. But the courts have gotten way out of their spheres. Way out of their spheres. You know, that's story one. Now, I'm going to synthesize the news here on two stories that you're going to look at and say, boy, these have nothing to do with each other. And I'm going to tell you why they have everything to do with each other. All right, so this is the headline. Trump, SCOTUS pick, Neil Gorsuch says U.S. is in civility crisis. Here's the headline from the second one. Suicide rates in rural America jump. Nearly 500,000 dead.
Jeez.
New study published last week sounds the alarm on a suicide crisis that is crushing rural America. From 1999 to 2016, the suicide rates of Americans aged 25 to 64 jumped 41%. The study found Americans living in rural communities had a 25% higher probability of taking their own life than those in cities. That's substantial.
Mm-hmm.
The study's called Contextual Factors Associated with County-Level Suicide Rates in the United States, 1999 to 2016, led by Danielle Steelsmith, postdoctoral fellow at Ohio State University's medical school. And what she said was, from 1999 to 2016, there were almost 500,000 suicides, but the most significant amount occurred from 2010 to 2016. About 350,000 of those 450,000 were male. Many were middle-aged adult males. And you look at the highest observed suicide rates. They're in the West, including Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, Wyoming, all through Appalachia, including counties in Kentucky, West Virginia, Virginia, the Ozarks, Arkansas, Missouri. And here, let me read you her conclusion here, and then I'm going to go back to why I'm synthesizing this with a Neil Gorsuch book. Long-term and persistent poverty appears to be more entrenched and economic opportunities more constrained in rural areas. Greater social isolation, challenges related to transportation and interpersonal communication, and associated difficulties accessing health and mental health services likely contribute to the disproportionate association of deprivation with suicide in rural counties. I want to say this. This may be alarming. I don't think it's any of those things.
Right.
Well, I think those things may be cofactors. Do you know what I think the biggest part is? The biggest problem is? My guess is, and she didn't break this down by race, at least not in the summary I read.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is most of those were white people.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those were probably white adult males. I would go older than 25, probably say 40 to 64. Why wouldn't they kill themselves? Honestly. The mainstream media is chock full of people who tell you, who are gleefully cheering the end of a white majority in this country. They're so happy about it. You get on Twitter and Facebook and you hear white people are the devil, white people are evil, I wish I could kill all white people.
Well,
you've got illegal immigration coming in and people who historically had jobs in these rural communities no longer do. Because the farming community, the construction community, they don't hire white people anymore. They hire illegal Hispanics primarily. You know why these people are dead? The lack of civility in this country. The fact that one group gets a free pass on calling for the death of another group. And a free pass on cheering the demise of that group. Can you imagine if white people sat around and cheered the demise of Asians? Mm-hmm. Or cheered the demise of black people? Or cheered the demise of Hispanics? They'd be called racist. They'd be called awful. They'd be called everything in the world. But here you have white people, particularly rural white people, who no longer have economic opportunity in this country. They've been replaced. They've been replaced by people who are willing to work illegally and for less. And when they come up for air or water, and they try to figure out what the hell's going on, they read that everybody's happy, they're struggling. Academics, people on CNN, people on Twitter, people on Facebook. calling for the death of white people, cheering the demise of white America, saying that white people are the problem, white people are evil, white people are racist, white people are this, white people are that. And if you're a 45-year-old guy with two kids and $1 million life insurance policy and you can't get a job, what are you going to do? You going to continue on in this country with its lack of civility towards you? With its cheers of your demise? It's a tough thing for some people to take. I'm not saying every white person is going to go off themselves, off himself. But enough will. The margins will. They'll have had enough. You know, we made a monster out of this young woman who taunted her boyfriend into committing suicide. We made a monster out of her. I think she was convicted, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Because she had an ex-boyfriend or a boyfriend or something, and he was kind of depressed and down, and she taunted him into committing suicide. He finally did.
He basically kept threatening that he would, and she was like, well, I'll just go ahead and do it.
She's like, what are you waiting on, you big sissy?
Yeah.
Now that you've said you're going to do it, if you don't do it, no one will ever respect you. But that's the state of civility of the left towards the conservative, rural, white American. That's the state of civility. Is there a civility crisis in this country? Yes. It's not from the president. It's not from the president. It's from the entirety of the left telling a group of people, you're awful, you're evil, you're terrible, we hate you, we want you dead. Just wait until we take control. Just wait until we take control. Well, that's the message out of the Stephen Reed campaign, frankly. Just wait until we take control. You white people think you've got it bad in Montgomery now? You freaking wait. That's the message. And they wonder why white people are going, oh, I'm kind of scared of the Stephen Reed guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's the best I can do to synthesize those two stories. I read those two stories separately, about an hour apart. And when I read the suicide thing, I thought, this is the civility crisis right here. This is why people are committing suicide in droves right now. It's going to get worse. It's not getting better. Not a mental health problem. Not a mental health problem. You told your evil and the problem and your racism are awful and horrible long enough, a few people are going to kill themselves on the margins. The at-risk people are going to go ahead and say, I'm so terrible. I've destroyed society. You got celebrities apologizing for being white. No wonder they're killing themselves. We'll be back.
Because you're the ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Smell like a sound, I'm lost in a crowd. And I'm hungry like the wolves. Straddle the line, discord and rhyme. I'm on the hunt, I'm after you.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one, and we've just begun. I think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like
me. How many people did this song?
As free as
everybody who's ever sang music?
Conceived in love.
Yes.
The sun is gonna shine above.
I wonder if Anne Murray hadn't smoked 39 cartons of Marlboro Lights a week, would she have sounded the same?
I'm so in love with you, honey.
I assume it's a Canadian air.
Is that what it is? She lived next to a pulp plant?
Yes.
All right, our number 272-9228, Alabama Home Mortgage, ladies and gentlemen, generous sponsors of this program, Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams, honest to goodness, one of my favorite people I've ever met in my entire life. Full of life, happiness. Incredibly, incredibly talented at what she does, and she just understands the business. She gets the business that she's in. She's been in it, I don't want to age her, over 20 years, maybe 25 years. She really, really, really understands the business. Very happy to refer people to Kim Williams. People say, Baron, is there a catch? No catch. No catch. You call. In fact, some people, we had one that called in the other day, some people call and she'll say, no, you don't need to refinance. When she could actually refinance and make money off of them. But no, don't do that. Don't do that. That's Kim Williams. She loves her clients. She loves her customers. She loves people. And she's not going to put you in harm's way. She's going to give you the best advice she can, even if that means go away. You're fine. You got a good deal. So they got nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. 567-4223, alahomemortgage.com. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage.
Before you go to the phone, you know, I saw something that was very apropos for the last segment. September 10th, World Suicide Prevention Day, Baron.
Well.
So, Baron's advice is, you know, stop telling a certain class of people that they're terrible and the cause of all of the world's ills.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe they...
Remember when Germany...
Germany?
Remember when Germany told the Jews they were terrible and the cause of all the world's ills? And everybody roundly condemned Germany?
Did that end well?
No.
Oh,
you remember? Okay. You remember when white people told black people they were terrible and the cause of all the world's ills? And everybody was like, hey, white people, don't do that.
Did that end well?
No.
Oh.
And then now everybody tells white people they're terrible and they cause all the world's ills, and everybody's like, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Think that's going to end well?
No.
Yeah.
Rusty.
Hey, now. How you guys doing?
Doing well, sir.
Look, you were spot on that last segment. And you know who one of the chief cheerleaders of this demographic change is?
Who?
Joe Biden.
Yeah, I believe that.
You can find it on YouTube. I haven't been able to come across it recently, but yeah, he said it's a great thing. It's a great thing. A flow of people coming into our country. Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Well, again, if demographics change, that's to me it's neutral. You know, it shouldn't matter whether people are white or black or Asian or Hispanic or Arab or what. I mean, just who cares? The problem is when people start cheering the demise of one group or blaming one group for all the world's ills. Now you got problems. Now you got problems. How about just look back and say, that's an interesting transition. We'll make a note of it. you know, and then move on with life. But you know, don't go around demonizing people because of the color of their skin. My God, did Martin Luther King live or not? Tricia.
Hey.
Hey.
You're absolutely right about that. And Tucker Carlson was talking about it a lot. I don't think he's talked about it recently, but Jordan Peterson has done a lot of research on it, if anybody wants to look it up. But it makes you wonder if it's not leading to mass shootings as well.
Why is that? How would it lead to? How would it lead to mass shootings?
Well, it's the same principle that you said. You're being put down, and the people that don't kill themselves might just freak out and go kill a bunch of people.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they could. And thought
and
like a Michael Douglas.
Trying to do.
Like falling down.
Falling down?
Yeah. Let me just tell you. You've not seen Falling Down, one of the greatest movies of all time?
Do I need to see it?
Yes. If it's not on Netflix, find it. Rent it.
You watched it recently?
Is it terrible?
It's really, really overwrought.
Is it really?
It's just...
It was good in the 80s.
Yeah, we're in the 90s when it
whenever
came out.
What, 90, 91? It was early.
I'm going to guess 93.
Oh, come on.
I bet I'm right.
I'm going to look it up while you're talking.
But it's just...
93. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know some things.
You're old.
Thank you, Tricia. That's exactly why.
That's what he was going for there.
No, it's just it's just that movies from that era versus movies in this era. I mean, what's the deal with like? We'll put it this way, Baron. There's no jump cuts.
Oh, really?
So it's there's no jump cuts.
So it's 2 minutes of shooting.
Yeah, it's a little long. I mean, it takes like you know half the movie before he goes crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just him walking around being a jerk to people.
You know what movie was like that to me? Have you ever seen the movie Singles?
Yeah.
You ever seen the and another one? What was the one with Vince Vaughn?
Swingers.
Not funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Not funny anymore. It was hilarious when it came out. Like, I couldn't get enough of it. Watch it now. Not funny. Comedy's changed.
Yeah, that and a lot
comedy,
of it.
Comedy needs quickness now, and it was so slow.
And you've changed, man.
Don't be telling people that. People get the wrong idea. Hey, Tricia, appreciate your call.
All right.
There was another call he dropped.
Right.
Who it was. But that gives me a chance to listen to Dobie Gray. You know?
Yeah.
We'll be back. 272-9228 if you want to get in. It's pushing 11 o'clock. The third hour around the corner? Unbelievable. It's hot outside. That's your weather update. It's hot. We'll be back. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.